Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. We're so glad that you've joined us. And if you're catching us on the podcast, thank you so much for subscribing and tuning in. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. And we're so excited to be at speakerspathway.com. Don McGrath and I, we founded Speakers Pathway. But most importantly, we're very, very excited about a new opportunity we have. It's the home of the six-minute webinar, and let me tell you what, the gentleman who is with us today, the honorary host of TogiNet, Mr. Bill Heinrich, this was his original brainchild. Mr. Bill, how are you doing today, sir, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm great. How are you today?
I'm just doing great. I'm glad to be here with all the problems we've had with Skype, so just so thankful everything's working.
Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. We'll go through the show. Skype will hold up for us. There won't be a problem.
If not, we'll send up some smoke signals, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the six-minute webinar is so exciting. It's so exciting. This was actually evolved out of Speaker's Pathway and doing six-minute talks. And when we did that at a live event, we found that the people that followed the technology structure and architecture for the six-minute talk and developed their talk had such a powerful talk in just 6 minutes, and they were getting amazing results because they could shorten it up and give a three-minute talk at a networking event or something like that. And every time they did it, people would come up to them and go, wow, that message was so powerful. I want to talk to you further. The clarity of it. And this is how the six-minute webinar got born. So we started playing with it. Don sent it to me. I created one and just kind of threw it up on the internet on Facebook. I happened to be doing a live event that next weekend. And at the live event the next weekend after I did my first six-minute webinar, which from start to finish recorded up where people could see it, from nothing to completed was less than 3 hours. One of the people at my event told me that she was actually from New Hampshire. The event was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and she was on my live feed. And she said at the end, she said, you know, I got your information. I got referred here by a friend. I went to your landing page. I found it all very interesting. But the thing that sold me was when I watched your six-minute webinar. Boy, it hit the nail right on the head. And that's how powerful these are. So we're going to be launching that program next week, the sixminutewebinar.com. It'll be available to people. Amazing offer, amazing program. Show you how to deliver a very specific message to a very specific avatar or client based on products that you have. It's so simple to do. And in the pilot program we just did, Robert Jones with iNetwork down in Phoenix, he did one on his iNetpreneur magazine that he produces every quarter. And in it, created an offer to speak to people about being promoted in the magazine, getting a full page in the magazine. And do you know, Jim, that within 24 hours after he completed that and posted his six-minute webinar, he had somebody take two pages.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? It really is. And Robert called me and he says, guess what? He was all excited. And, you know, the thing that the six-minute webinar does, it really does attract people to you being able to solve a particular need. And last week on the radio, ladies and gentlemen, I use the example, if you're driving down the road and your fan belt breaks and you see a garage real close by and you're able to make it there, and want to hear from that guy is that, okay, the auto parts store is pretty close by, and I'll send a person over there. We'll get a new fan belt for you. We'll get it on and get you on your way as quickly as possible, because that's why you stopped there. That was your need. And if he starts talking about, well, we got to run a special here. We can change your motor oil and your filter and all that stuff. We can also rotate your tires. You're going like, wait a minute. I didn't stop here for that.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty in the 6-minute webinar. It just brings it right down to a specific individual need.
The number one, and this comes from my own experience, I have literally spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. This mm-hmm. is not an exaggeration. In fact, I met you originally yes. at an organization where we paid mid 5 figures to go through all their training.
Yep.
So that we could deliver a more effective message.
Mm-hmm. We certainly did. Go ahead, sir.
And hundreds of thousands of dollars I spent, and people can do the 6-minute webinar that will help them hone their message in and use it again and again and again, very powerfully, very effectively. And the entire course, that 6-minute webinar, is $99.
Yeah, that's amazing.
An amazing value. But I'm just excited about the difference this is going to make in the world with solopreneurs, entrepreneurs that struggle so much with speaking to their clients in a way that their clients can understand the services they provide them. It's going to increase their clientele, increase their revenue, make their message more powerful. It's so exciting. So we'll be launching that next week. I can talk about that for the whole show, frankly.
No, really?
Yeah. Well,
I know you're excited about it because... Yeah, I tell you, it really is exciting. And one thing I'd like to mention, and this kind of like leads us into our guest, Abigail Agassa. She's the CEO of Hearts Unleashed. She's a powerful young lady, got a powerful message about shifting from a belief to being an achiever. And I'm paraphrasing that a little bit, but you know, to blend that in, I'd like to share with you that when we first started that event out there in Phoenix, where the 6-minute webinar, the 6-minute talk was originated from, that developed into the 6-minute webinar, it started out as a negative, ladies and gentlemen. And I was the guy that had egg all over my face. It was my failure. We were supposed to have people helping us get, you know, all these people in there and all that. And only 12 people showed up at the event. Oh, I was embarrassed. But anyway, we took a negative and we turned it into a positive. And we were able to get the individual speakers on stage for a 6-minute talk. And everybody just came off the stage ecstatic. The energy in the room was just electrifying. And, you know, I remember what Stephanie told Don. She said, this is, you know, after she tried it several times, got some new clients, she says, wow, this is my personal ATM machine. And really, really amazing. And, you know, Bill, yeah, I was just going to say, I want to bring Stephanie on, Abigail Agassa on, because I don't want to keep her waiting, because she's the CEO of Hearts Unlimited. This young lady has got passion. She wants to talk to us about how we can go from a belief to, you know, from a dreamer to a believer, or however you want to word that. I'm going to let her. Abigail, welcome to the show, young lady.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. And I've told people you're going to be talking to us about going from belief to an achiever, or going from a dreamer to reality. How would you word your topic you're going to talk to us about today?
Yeah, thanks so much for asking. You know, being able to, it's believing to achieving, right? Because we as humans, we're so much better at wanting than having. It becomes quite the habit to want things, but then never go for them. And not even so much go for them, but do each necessary, the next right step that would take you closer and closer to your goals. And oftentimes we've gotten so jaded by life not working out in our favor that we stop saying what we want. We stop dreaming. We stop letting our visions inspire us and take us over and move us forward in life. And I'm the CEO of Hearts Unleashed. I'm the host of the Hearts Unleashed podcast. And our, you know, that slogan is turning dreamers into doers and taking yourself from believing to achieving, like having that thing in your life, having the vision of your reality be your actual reality by taking inspired action.
That's really amazing because, Bill, I know you're very much interested in that fact. You've built your life around 25 years, last 25 years, in being, a transformational coach, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, well, yeah, Abigail, I have spent 25 years researching this area on both the physical and metaphysical planes. Mm-hmm. So I'm in complete agreement with what you're saying, you know, and one of the things that I find is, and that I tell my clients is, and what you said is so true about getting into the habit of wanting.
Yeah.
Wanting is a state of being.
Mm-hmm.
I won't let my clients use the word want. I won't let them use the word try. And I won't let them use the word decision.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is, you know, the example is, if you're sitting down, try to stand up. You're either going to stand up or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's one or the other. So I know that in a minute or two, we're going to head to our first break. But I really want to hear more about what you teach people in this area, because it's so true. It's amazing how we have all grown and learned to protect the stories that we were taught in youth and then build our life around that. Is that what you found?
Oh, totally. Totally. It's kind of funny you mentioned that, because the work that I do is about it. So technically, I like to use that technical term. I'm an ontological life coach, right? And ontology is the study of the nature of being. And you mentioned being, right? It's the way that you be. It's not exactly what you do, because the same 10 people can buy the same, use a fitness program and have the same steps to success. But
yeah, we're going to have to cut in here to go to break.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
On the other side.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Here are some tips from the popular UK internet site BuzzFeed to help make your life a little more fun. Next time you catch a cold, try adding a touch of magic by holding a handful of glitter in front of your mouth just before you sneeze. By the way, here's a word coined by a Canadian disc jockey for that feeling you get just before you sneeze. Anticipation. Hey, slang is just language with its sleeves rolled up. The actual medical term for sneezing is sternutation. Here's a suggestion from one techspert for making a cell phone last longer. You can double the battery life of your cell phone by simply putting the darn thing down. Well, that's plain old rumble gumption. which is another word for common sense.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. If you were with us earlier in the show, we first kicked off, we bragged for, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes on the 6-minute webinar. You can join us on Facebook at the 6-minute webinar. It's a public page. The website is 6-minute webinar. That's SIX minutewebinar.com. You can find out information about that. But most importantly, we've got a young lady with us today that, my goodness gracious, she is a high energy coach. I mean, she's just her and Mr. Bill Heinrich, the honorary host here, they are both subject matter experts in this. So I'm going to let the two subject matter experts talk a little bit more than I will, because I'm going to be like you folks. I'm going to have my listening ears on. Mr. Bill, Abigail Gazda, she is really a tremendous young lady, isn't she, sir?
She's got a very, very strong message. In fact, as she was sharing in the first segment, I was sitting here with duct tape on my lips so I wouldn't talk, because these are things I love to talk about. And we got into the difference between wanting and taking actions and steps towards it. And as I had mentioned, and Abigail was talking about just before the break, wanting is a state of life. It's a state of being. When you're wanting something, you're in the state of want. I want this, rather than just manifesting it. Why not just create it? Right, Abigail?
Oh, totally. And it's just a matter of, like, most people know what to do, but they're so used to wanting that they're not used to action. And so they just stay in that state instead of ever having, and believe they can't have it because they haven't taken the appropriate steps to do it, or they don't know what fears are holding them back.
You know, there's a couple of steps here that are important. The first one, and I'd like to hear what you have to say about this, is the language we use.
Mm.
Because people do not speak in a way that supports themselves for expansion. Would you agree with that?
Totally. I believe it's a huge key. And I think that part of that, I don't know, not to say that that's not the first step, but awareness of it, because people are just, I call it word vomiting, like just whatever. And
yeah.
they've been conditioned their whole life, right? Like, who would have ever taught them that what they're saying isn't serving them, right? It often takes a powerful reflection from somebody who is more intentional about their speaking to then say, did you know that you always, like, you repeat the phrase, like, I can't? Do you realize that you say it mm-hmm. is what it is? Do you say how hard, like, I've heard you use hard in your, you know, descriptions like 6 times today. And they go, I didn't know I do that. And so it's like, what else is hard in your life? How hard are you working? How hard is it to get by? And they're like, oh, you know, they start to see. And then, no, you cannot shift that which you cannot see. So
right.
the language is so important, but you have to know that you do it.
You know, it's so true. In fact, I have a client that I work with. it's a couple. One of them is a physician down in Phoenix. And they were in a severe, very severe state of survival when I met them. And we've completely shifted everything. It's incredible the difference that's happened. But one of them, every sentence began with the word no.
Mm-hmm.
Literally started every sentence with the word no. And they lived in such a state of protection, mm-hmm. you see. So what I like to talk about is when we're looking into the physical, we have a tendency to be in protection. Do you notice mm-hmm. that too?
Oh, totally. Yeah. All the doubts, all the evidence for why life doesn't work out. I kind of imagine everybody with their fists up, like figuratively, right? Or with their hands, both hands over their heart. And they're just, everyone's walking around protecting their heart in some way, shape, or fashion. And because we've been taught it's not safe to be me, it's not safe to be self-expressed, mm-hmm. it's not safe to be excited about life, right? Because there's so many letdowns, there's so much hurt out there. So we often walk around braced for impact from life and from people in our relationships that I don't mean to speak so definitively, but we're subconsciously walking out there surviving life as if it is something to be survived instead of thriving through life, choosing, playing, taking risks and chance, having a lot of fun, dancing in conversations, exploring and expanding. Like most of us aren't out there living like that.
No. Well, I've actually written a variety of different reports and things on surviving versus thriving. And the fact of the matter is, because we live in the physical world, we do live in survival. We need food, water, shelter. Mm-hmm. But that's the physical aspect. Mm-hmm. What I address is the non-physical aspect. Mm-hmm. And that has to do with your language, beliefs, and energy. Yeah. How do you see those things?
Yeah, I love that you're speaking into the non-physical, because I'd love to speak into this conversation, the 3D and the 4D and the 5D, the different dimensions, right? So the 3D is this tangible, concrete reality that we're living in, mm-hmm. the hard desk, our skin, body, right? And then that fourth dimension is what you're speaking into, language, and the fact that most of our human constructs are constructs of the human mind. Money is created, time is created, rules are created. And in the 4D, those begin to bend. That's why you see people, inexplicably have these quote unquote miracles happen, because they stop playing by the rules of human minds. And then up in that fifth dimension, there is absolutely no form or shape. And so we right. are able to freely, energetically, that's the telepathy. That's being able to think of someone and then they call you. That's when you're mm-hmm. so aligned with that fifth dimension, where you truly understand that I'm an energetic being having a human experience, then you're pretty free to roam.
I even take it to something much simpler than that. Mm-hmm. In that we do live in two dimensions. We live in a physical and a non-physical dimension. Mm-hmm. The irony of it is, in the physical dimension, our head is what we use there. But our head is always in a state of protection.
Yeah.
It's always in a state of protection. In the non-physical dimension, we use our heart. This is where we connect with the vibration of the universe. That's the fifth dimension, where everything's just a vibration. And that's what runs the world, right?
Totally. Thoughts become things.
And the longer you focus on the energy, the more you will attract to you. I literally tell people what's happening in the physical doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It really mm-hmm. doesn't matter. It's how you react to it.
Yeah.
And in this, I guess we're not out of it. I like to think we're out of the whole pandemic situation, but we aren't. I had actually left. I live in an RV and was starting a book tour. I was out in New Mexico. That's where I got locked down for 2 months.
Yeah.
During the pandemic. And in all my coaching and speaking and interviewing during that time, I talked about it being the most exciting time of my life living mm-hmm. in a pandemic, mm-hmm. which people thought was a little weird. But the truth of the matter is, what's going on in the physical is always out of our control. It's how we react to it. Mm-hmm. And energetically, in the fifth dimension, there was no pandemic, was there?
Except for the canyons of your mind there, huh?
Well, that's it. When you're in survival, you get stuck into your physical surroundings. How do you move people out of that?
Yeah. Well, I think a really important piece is the fact that our circumstances that are manifesting in our life, like the pandemic, or like if you do bring it down to a client level, a problem in a relationship or problems at work or with the kids, right? Every single thing is a manifestation for us to look at. That then, like when people are having lots of problems and they're looking and they're getting distracted by the actual problem manifesting at this day in this age, I say, I have them look deeper into their childhood and ask them to say, how long have you said, like a specific one yesterday, I have a client who says, like, I'm forgettable. I'm easily forgettable. And she's talking about a problem with a friend. And I said, well, how long have you been saying that in your life? She's like, oh my God, as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can you go back as far as remembering the first time you said it so we can look for that open wound that hasn't been healed? Because the manifestations in our life are energetic matches for the thoughts that we're thinking and the words that we're speaking, right? And so that's what you were mentioning earlier, the importance of language. And so when we can then dive deeper into where is that energetic belief sit and how can I uproot it, then you can stop seeing some of these, I call them crappy manifestations, if you will. We don't want those in our life, but we have to look for the open wound that they're coming from.
Well, it's so true. The truth of the matter is this, is with manifestations and things that we desire and things that we wish to create, we can create instantly anything. This is the way the fifth dimension works. But we're in the third dimension, in the physical. And the physical is only about limitations, interruptions, and disruptions.
Yeah.
And we're going to be going to break here in a minute or two. But I want to talk more about that because the truth of the matter excuse me, in manifestation, the truth of the matter is we can manifest anything. It's very simple. All we have to understand is how we're blocking it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these are the wounds, the things people, you call them. These are lessons that we have come to learn in the physical. Does this make sense to you, Jim? I know we're going to go to break here in about 30 seconds, but wanted to give you a chance to...
Oh, yes. I mean, that's one of the things about being a host. You know when to be quiet, because when the energy is flowing between two subject matter experts like this, it always pays me to be quiet, because otherwise I might just up and say something dumb, folks, knowing me. We're about 15 seconds away from commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to share some information how you can get in touch with Abigail. Also about Mr. Bill, how you can get in touch with him. They got some wonderful information. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's words you've never heard. One evening in 1929, William Lear and Elmer Wavering of Quincy, Illinois, were out driving with their girlfriends. One of the girls suggested it would be even more romantic if they could listen to music. The guys liked the idea and started tinkering with installing a home radio in the car. They sold their idea to a radio manufacturing company and applied for a loan with a local banker to get production started. Thinking it might sweeten the deal, they installed one of their new radios in the banker's vehicle. Unfortunately, the banker's car caught on fire, and they didn't get the loan. They must have felt like dunderclumpins. Not giving up, they drove to a radio convention and sat outside in the car with the radio blasting. Soon, orders were pouring in, and taking a cue from the Victrola, because their radio was going in a car, they called it the Motorola.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Futures Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. It is the home of the six-minute webinar. You're listening to Abigail Gaza with honorary host Mr. Bill Heinrich. And I got to brag on Bill a little bit. He's got a free gift here for you. He has a little ebook that's called Clarity Has No Story. Clarity Has No Story. You can get it at myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo. Myfreebook.me. And Bill is also, he wrote his experience for 25 years called The Seven Levels of Truth. And his website is truelifepurposenow.com. That's TRUELIFEPURPOSENOW now. TrueLifePurposeNow.com. And Mr. Bill, if someone wanted to get their hands on the seven levels of truth, how could they do that, sir?
Currently I'm in the making some changes on my website. It is available on Amazon. And if you send me an email, I can also send you a signed copy. My email is thedivinepurposeguy@gmail.com. And Abigail, how can people get a hold of you? What is your website, your email address?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. So I definitely recommend everybody head over to abigailgazda.com. That's my name. There's a Z and a D in my last name, Abigail Gazda. And if they head over there, it's 2020. I kind of say, if you find me in one place, you find me any place. I'm heavily participating on social media. That's where I usually talk to my people day to day. You can also email me at abigail@heartsunleashed.com. That's abigail@heartsunleashed.com. If anybody wants to reach out, I often do, you know, if this conversation is exciting for people, I do complimentary 30-minute discovery sessions, because I think it's really important with all the things that we've been talking about today. It's important that this will often awaken people. They're like, yeah, I've been feeling that, or I didn't know how important language was, or I didn't realize I was sabotaging my own success, or I was only wanting and never having. And the 30-minute discovery session is really for people to get an opportunity to have that really powerful reflection from a coach, from a professional. I said ontological life coach earlier. I really refer to myself as clarity coach, because it affords people the opportunity to understand, if you want clarity, I'm your gal. And if you want clarity about where you're headed or where you are in your life right now, the 30-minute discovery session is really valuable for that.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm really glad you offered that. And you know, Bill, when she mentioned clarity, the thing that came to my mind was that, oh my goodness gracious, that is the one thing that we find when people come to us looking to start their business, or not start it, but to grow their business. The very first thing that they have to do is get clarity in their mind, because a lot of them are all over the place. I mean, they're just, ooh, you know, and Bill, you talk a lot about clarity, don't you, brother?
Well, yeah, everybody's all over the place. You know, it's so difficult to put into a language. In fact, Abigail's done a really good job of describing what she does and how she helps people, because we were talking earlier, as Abigail was mentioning, people living in survival. People never say what they mean. They never do. They're always speaking to survival. because when they speak from their heart, there's a totally different conversation. And so, Abigail, when I wrote the book, Clarity Has No Story, it was funny because some people looked at the title and said, that'll never sell. Like, I don't get it. And it's like, I understand you don't. Other people looked at it and said, no reason to read the book.
God, yeah. Recommend.
Because Clarity doesn't have a story, does it, Abigail?
No, well, and it has its... I like to play this game, fact or fiction, right? Where I let people rattle off their complaints to me and I say, now, is that a fact or is that fiction? And or fact or interpretation, right? Because they solidly believe that their struggles and their stories are fact. And we can sit there and really look at, is that your interpretation of life? Because I have a different one. Or, you know, there's 8 billion different interpretations of fact. And so, and then there's 8 different billion interpretations of clarity. And I love what you said about people are all over the place. They couldn't tell you what they want because they've been so wrapped up trying to achieve what other people want or what they think other people want or other definitions of success that they're not even clear about their own definition of success. So they're very unfulfilled with most of the things that they have.
They're, you know what I say, and Abigail, you're free to use this. Their main focus is on getting to death safely.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear
and
you.
In that, there's no life.
Yeah.
In that, it's all about protection. When you look, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the physical and the non-physical, because I talk about this a lot. Mm-hmm. But everything in the, if you're in fear, you're in the physical. You have to be. You're trying to protect something in the physical. Have you ever noticed that, Abigail?
Oh, totally. And I think that, you know, with my company, with the podcast, the what I write is much more towards the other side, is hearts unleashed, hearts being unleashed. And so I like to speak directly, even when someone comes to me broken, tired, jaded, I start to speak directly to the highest and best version of them to remind them you came here for a reason. And you said something in the last segment that really, it makes me smile, because a lot of us are coaching the resistance, right? And we do, what I mean is, like, an untrained coach will want to coach the goal. Oh, you want to lose 100 pounds? Great. Here's right. how you do that. And the person, the client is like, well, okay. And they're unmotivated and they're not doing it because they don't understand their resistance. And that's what you're talking about. The protecting, the being all up in the mind, is that they don't even know why they don't actually want the goal they say they want, because they're so resistant. And so I do a lot of work of dropping people out of their head and into their heart.
Into their heart. Yeah. That's where the truth is. That's the only truth. The only thing that's true in the physical world, there's only one thing that's true, and that's how you feel. Everything else is an interpretation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even the story, because you can't have a feeling without a story. It's not possible. Emotions are created from stories. So even the story supporting the feeling probably isn't true, but the feeling and how they feel is true. And it's making adjustments in the heart rather than the mind, right?
Yeah, and I think it's so important to acknowledge our feelings. We have done, not on an individual level, but the way we've been raised generationally, is that, you know, having feelings isn't appropriate. Or there are good and bad feelings. And so when we think we're having bad feelings and associated bad thoughts, that then we are bad people. Therefore, we should stuff them. We should suppress them and avoid them. And by not acknowledging the feelings, that's when they then are existing deeply rooted in our heart. And they do start to manifest, because the universe will teach you the lesson until you learn it. It will keep giving you opportunities to face your feelings, insecurities, and fears. And so we have to be able to uproot those without, like, I love in my calls to create a really safe space, because I have clients who maybe suffer from illnesses or debt or these things that would, of course, manifest when you have rooted bad feelings. And I say, you know, can you, they think, oh, I don't want to say that because I don't want to create more of it. I'm like, honey, you're creating more of it anyways. You might as well get that up out of there. And right. So I really encourage people to tell me their fears and insecurities so we can look at them and see if they're fact or fiction, so they can actually release them. And then they, you know, call after call, they get lighter and lighter and more successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to let go. You have to let go of the results. But I want to go back to something you mentioned when you talked about somebody that wanted to lose weight or they're coaching a person to a goal.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I call mindset coaching. And I am anti-mindset. And I want to be very clear about that. Because our minds can only regurgitate information from the past. The truth of the matter is you really can't control your mindset. Because when you have stories and beliefs inside you, that's what's going to run your life. So as coaches work through things with people and they focus on that goal, what they're really doing is taking the person into an extreme resistance situation. It's going to be resistance every step of the way. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I agree. And I take a slightly different approach to mindset. So I'd love to share that, which is there's the, I have that belief and I usually teach into there's a disempowering mindset and an empowering mindset, right? Because our mind is so important in the games that we play, right? Like being able to say, well, you're holding on to that disempowering mindset because the resistance shows up and they all that.
Interesting.
Right? Because you mentioned the languaging, right? Like the right. If you start no with every sentence, you have a disempowering mindset and frame of being. But if we shift over, so my goal is always to like fund the, as far as the expansion or the, if I have a client during the time that I work with them, my goal is to get them out of their victim mindset and into their leadership mindset. Because if they are present to the fact that they are the leader of their life, that mindset is totally going to serve them well. And then their heart is free to follow or free to be unleashed, and they're following their passions.
Yeah, more to be unleashed. You know, we're coming up on our break here in about a minute. But when we come back, I want to talk about the empowering and disempowering mindset.
Totally.
I like that. Okay.
Love it.
And I believe that an empowering mindset would really end up being the language of the heart.
Yes.
Right. So in fact, it really isn't mindset, because what you're doing is retraining your mind. So, Jim, I'll let you take us to break, and we'll get into that.
I tell you guys are great. I'm really enjoying this. I know the audience is too, so I know when to be quiet. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back right after these messages.
Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
found yourself in an airplane seated next to a nonstop talker that you really don't have anything at all in common with? When I fly, I usually want to catch up on my reading and not have to listen to an explatterator. It's even worse if they're a philodox. That's a person who just loves their own opinion. Well, now a Facebook app lets you choose your own seatmate before you fly. According to an article in USA Today, social media startups are bringing together compatible flyers before they take their seats. That's good news for people lovers, otherwise known as philodemics. A number of apps such as Plainly and Satisfly are helping travelers meet not only online, but in person. Think the Match.com of travel. I love flying and have been to almost as many places as my luggage.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at SpeakersPathway.com. If you go to SpeakersPathway.com, you can see where Dandy Don McGrath, he is the speaking geek. He's got a free complimentary gift there, the five simple steps to a kick-butt TED Talk. And Don is just brilliant at speaking. That's his arena. That's his playpen. That's what he excels in. And he loves helping people. He loves giving that away. That's a free complimentary gift. And we're visiting today with Abigail Gazda. And she's been talking to us about, you know, how to, you know, about our minds. And Bill, he's honorary host, Mr. Bill Heindrich. He is a subject matter expert on clarity of the mind and things of this nature. But I'd like to share one little thing with you folks out there before I turn it back over to the subject matter experts. Whenever the pandemic first hit, we came together and we were looking at ways how we could contribute and help our members during this hour of need. And it just so happened that Bill was the one that came up and says, what we really need to do is put on some messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And I hosted the show Monday through Thursday, and Don did on Friday. And because we were on Friday, we were live on the show on that episode there. At the same time, we're on the radio, so I had to take the radio. But the 46 episodes we did there was so powerful. There was a lot of demand for us to continue on, and we're doing it now on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Continuing on, but most importantly, all of these things coming together is what led us into the 6-minute webinar. Everything coming together. So the message that they're talking about, what I'd like to share with you, is the fact that once you stop looking at your needs or your wants or your fears or something like that, and you look forward how you can help someone else in their hour of need, that's when the energy starts flowing. Would you agree with that, Mr. Bill? Did I say that good enough?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's all about the energy. In fact, before we went to break, we were talking about different types of mindset. And, you know, everything's always in a constant state of creation. And when we live in the physical and survival, we're always focused in on something that's physical and is an expectation. But when you're living from your heart, which is a totally different dimension, it's a non-physical, you always put that energy first. So I want to hear about these mindsets as you were referring to them, Abigail. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit more about those.
Yeah. So
I love the way you said it.
Yeah, the disempowering mindset and the empowering mindset, also known as a context, right? It's the context or the filter that we see life through. So we have these disempowering contexts. Now, it's so multi-layered because of the things that have happened to us through life. And so, you know, as youngsters, our brain develops on certain days where we saw something and, you know, it holds an energetic block in our space, in our heart, because we remember, if I answered that question wrong in school and then they laughed at me and the teacher reprimanded me and I was embarrassed, I then learned, don't speak up unless you are sure of yourself, right? Like we come to these conclusions as little ones that then we walk through with for the rest of our life, right? I have a client who has had a medical condition, a situation with her kidneys since she was a very young girl, and she has so many disempowering belief systems. So, you know, mindset is one word for it, but more on that metaphysical level, it's that there are subconscious limiting beliefs that stop us from going forward in life and believing that we can have something different than we've already had, because we're often projecting our past into our future. Our future is not a clean slate from our mind space, right? And even for those of us who have experienced heartache in some sense, we think that heartache is of the heart, but heartache is of the mind. That's a disempowering mindset, right? Like, I'm broken hearted. No, you're not. Your heart is beating, pumping blood, and you're breathing, right? Like, it's still functioning just fine. It's your mind that's not working out all right. And so people have so many disempowering mindsets, or when they do suffer from an illness, they think my body is broken. That's a conversation you're having with yourself, or a conversation that your inner critic is having with you, your inner voice is having with you. And so when you engage with that inner critic, that's all swirling in a disempowering mindset. And it would take the awareness of it to rise up out of it, to then choose an empowering mindset. So it goes, keeps going back to that initial statement about the language and the dialogue, is that you must choose an empowering conversation, an empowering mindset. I am very capable, right? Like a lot of people think of those as mantras, right? But mantras are simply an artificial vibration that we plug into to begin to raise our mindset and our activity and our inspired actions that will then create an empowered life.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the studying I've done, and again, this has gone on now over 25 years, like I've devoted my life to it. Mm-hmm. One thing that I found beyond a shadow of a doubt is that we all come here with life lessons, Abigail. And there's 38 different life lesson paths that we could be on. And because of that, and we're here to learn lessons, we're going to continually learn lessons until the day we die. Mm. That's the purpose of life, is to heal our soul. That is my belief.
Yeah.
And so these lessons are always being confronted. We're being confronted with these lessons. But because we come into life with these life lessons, things to learn, it means we're living life with huge blind spots. Mm-hmm. When you don't know something, you don't know it, right?
Yeah.
And when you confront it, you can't see it if you don't know it, if you don't understand it. And this is what trips up more people than that and physical expectations than anything else. Like I like to say, the definition of disappointment is when expectations meet reality, because they're never the same, right?
Yeah. I have a very similar equation, which is unfulfilled expectations equal upset. We don't even know that we walk around with expectations. We have so many subtle expectations, like this is the role of a man. Mm-hmm. This is the role of a wife. This is how things, anytime we are shoulding anything is an expectation. It should go this way. I should be better at this. I should be smarter. I should be married by now. Like all expectations. And then when we go unfulfilled, we think I failed. I'm a failure. And then again, we just, it's subconscious quicksand, the disempowering belief systems that can take us over. That's for sure. Then you're right about, you don't know what you don't know. And that's why I am an advocate for working with a coach, because the powerful reflections that someone can make with and for you, to realize the way that you disempower yourself. A lot of people have really big dreams and goals and they really want them and they can't understand why they haven't had them yet.
Abigail, that I really appreciate when you talked about the subconscious quicksand. My goodness, I really like that, because there's so many times in our life we get things stuck in our head, and it just
Well, it paralyzes us on all fronts. It robs us of our health. It robs us of our life. It robs us of our energy and just overall happiness. I mean, you know, I remember one time my dad was talking about my cousin. I mean, he was he grew out of it eventually to some degree. Mm-hmm. And he was out there in the yard and he was carrying on about something. I said, "What's the matter with him?" He says, and my dad says, "Oh, he's just out there and enjoying himself." Mm-hmm. And but before we go any further, Abby, would you be so kind as to share your website and anything that you like to with the audience, please?
Totally. Thank you. I would love to share my website, abigailgazza.com. That's my full name. And one thing that's on there that I didn't mention, I was talking about the discovery calls a minute ago, which are the complimentary 30-minute calls. But on abigailgazza.com, what I created at this time is I call it a quarantine toolkit. So for those of you who, you know, you've been, you're sent home, you're stuck home, and this is definitely a time of awakening for you, I have this quarantine toolkit, which has a free resource, a cheap resource, and a highly discounted resource on my digital course called Unleashed. And it is all about going through your awakening experience. And I love what we're talking about here with the different paths of the different lessons of life, the 38 lessons of life you mentioned. I think it's brilliant. And I can tell you my lesson in life is patience. But I think that when we start to awaken, we start to realize that we are here for a reason. And inside of that quarantine toolkit, I offer some resources that you can start to explore. Why are you here? What is all this about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You had spoken before. You were talking about expectations in the future. Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter is there is absolutely no future. All we have is life lived in the present moment. Mm-hmm. When we look at the future and as we plan for the future, the best we can do is take all of our information from the past and throw it out in front of us and go relive it. So if you want to change, you want to step into this fresh, new, exciting realm, which is called the present moment. What's happening in the present moment? That's all that really matters. The rest of it doesn't matter. It'll take care of itself. It's how you address this moment that you don't create toxins and contaminants that go and screw up the rest of your life. Right, Abigail?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I agree that the future doesn't exist, right? It literally doesn't. And we spend so much time future tripping, like freaking out about it, trying to figure it out. And we definitely do not approach it with a blank slate. And I love teaching people that the way that we're being in the present is about the future we think we're living into. So if you have an exciting future planned, you're excited now. If you have a sad future planned, or if you're sad about your projected future, you'll be sad now. And if you're anxious about the future, you'll be anxious now. And so it's really important to become very, like, 100% responsible for the quality of your life by understanding what's going on in your head and your heart.
That's really amazing. We got about 15 seconds left.
Jim,
we got about 15 seconds left in the show here, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to interrupt these beautiful people, but we got to close for the day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you, Abby.
Bye-bye.